So he used to fart a lot, like notoriously fart a lot in college. And he was like gross and would take like nasty, nasty dumps. And
did
like,
they call him Big Fatty?
It. Oh, surprise.
Must have been Big Fatty.
We went to college together. Who knew? One time this guy
Big
farted.
Big Fatty the second.
He farted. Maybe it's his illegitimate son that he didn't know he had.
Oh, could be.
Surprise. Happy Father's Day. One time he farted so bad that
it's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty. Online.
So he used to fart a lot, like notoriously fart a lot.
Well, hello everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2423 of the BFO for Thursday, the 27th of April, 2017. Y'all, coming up on today's Say It With Me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters and...
Can you hear that? Can you... Yes, everybody, we hear it. We hear it. We hear it. Yes, yes.
Hello, Tudas B.
Fatty Vulgar.
Hi, everyone. I hope your Thursday is going well. Of course, you're Tudas today, y'all. I've got to tell you. I've been tooting. I've been today. Big Fatty today? More so than normal. Y'all, in fact... Larry Clyde walked in my office late this afternoon, and he and he went to sit down on the couch, and he says, does it always smell like farts in here, Big Fatty? And I just giggled, and y'all, the thing is, I had just farted. Big Fatty, it's just, well, Big Fatty, it wasn't as bad as the explosion in the toilet earlier. Y'all, it was not me. I'll be blamed for it, but it was not me, y'all. It was some sort of, y'all, you would have sworn Granny had been to the coal mine and had to run to the toilet, and y'all, whoever it was, they barely made it. Barely made it, and you left a calling card. It was not a calling card you want to take with you, but left a calling card nonetheless.
It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Come a Big Fatty listeners and call, email, or comment on the Big Fatty online website with haiku about what Big Fatty means to you. A haiku is 5, 7, and 5 syllables. I'll give an example in a moment. It's Baron Frosty and Dr. P's haiku contest. Whew. Boy, that's a job. Hey, here's my example. Big Fatty is this. And y'all butt. Just lovely. Thank you for calling. Oh, and here's my example of a cackle.
Yeah, I got to see y'all. That, of course, is Digga. And Digga, thank you so much for the totally original. Never, you Big Fatty, I just don't know how he comes up with all of these totally original bumpers every time. It's a gift. It's an absolute gift is what it is. And y'all, Mr. Cackle heard it for the first time on yesterday's little show. And y'all, he said he loved it. He absolutely loved it. And he cackled. He just cackled. And y'all, you know, I had said I wasn't sure if you could do more than one. Have only one entry. And Mr. Cackle says just... However many you want to send in, just send them in, baby. Actually, Big Fatty actually said you need all the content you can get. Well, you may be right. He may have said that, but y'all, it's for a $50 Amazon gift card. Thank you for calling. Unlike the that calling card, thank you for calling with that. Yes, Big Fatty.
He
you hear that? Yes, Big Fatty, we hear it. We hear it. Y'all, it's true. Y'all, as I do. As I do on Hump Day, went over to the Vons East during my lunch hour. And y'all, they had a few things on sale that I wanted, but I didn't buy a whole lot. Y'all, I had a coupon that if you bought two cans of the cone beef hash, you got a dollar off. But y'all, so I got one can of cone beef hash, but y'all, they had something called sausage hash. And y'all, I've never heard of this before. So I got a can of that. I thought I'd check it out. Y'all, I was in need of a jug of a laundry detergent. And y'all, I had a coupon, electronic coupon, that was going to expire this week. For $3 off, so I got one of those. Y'all got me an onion. Y'all, they had the Old Spice. Oh, Big Fatty, you love the Old Spice. They had the Old Spice shampoo. Big Fatty, you don't even have any hair. Well, I got it anyway, and they had a coupon for that. Y'all, I got me another one of those chopped solid kits, the kale and cabbage. Big Fatty, speaking of tootin', y'all got that Southern Cobb salad. You know, y'all, and it was delicious, but I think that's what made me toot all the afternoon. Yes, Big Fatty, y'all had a coupon for Atkins frozen meals. You had to buy one, and you saved a dollar, and y'all, they were on sale. So I got one of those. Y'all, I got me a package of that Kanaku smoked sausage. I was out of that. Y'all, they had the C-Pack frozen scrimps and seafood and all on sale. Buy one, get one free. So y'all, they had some Maryland crab cake. So I decided I'd get one of those. And y'all, plus I had a coupon for that. Y'all, I got... they had the premium Von's East bag solid, so I got the ginger solid, and I got the spinach Bayfren salad. Y'all, I've got a friend coming to town Wednesday night. He's going to be here Thursday and Friday. I don't know exactly how long he's going to be here, but y'all, I figured we'd have sausage biscuits one morning. So I got a couple of cans of biscuits, and y'all, I found out my brother and sister-in-law and my niece are going to come the following weekend. So y'all, I got some 8-count sausage biscuits for when they're here. Biscuits anyway. Y'all, they had the Vonsie's coffee filters on sale. And I had a coupon for that. And y'all, I got a couple of limes. Y'all, and I got a half a dozen of eggs. Y'all, I spent $47.65, but I saved $21.55. Yes, Big Fatty!
You're hamming it up, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, he is fat as sin, and oh, you still talk to him, and I don't know why. But you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, you're hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
Hello, Big Fatty, it's me, Paul the Shy Yeti. Hi, Poodle.
Hi.
I've got some good news. Shy Life Podcast has been giving out awards recently to different members of podcasts. And, well, I won't say any more because it's going to be a surprise.
Uh-huh.
But up next is a lady called Bettina Dupre. Uh-huh. Now, on my show, the Shy Life Podcast, Bettina is, well, she's sort of like our agony aunt, but she's also an old friend of Aunt Tappy from the Smellcast.
Yes.
Long story. Anyway,
yes.
Listen to this. You need to listen to this poodle.
Okay.
Our next award is for Best Podcaster Accidentally Mistaken for a Dog.
How lovely. Now, the names I've got here are Phyllis the Lopsided Badger from the Dirty Butch podcast, Simon the Tart with the Heart from the Wobbly Bits podcast, and Poodle McNoodle from Big Fatty Online. This is exciting. Just open the oven. And the winner is Poodle McNoodle from Big Fatty Online. Congratulations, Poodle. Oh, we love you. We love you all. Yes. Oh, how wonderful.
So there you go, Poodle, you've won a prize. I believe the prize is a meteor, which will be crashing to land somewhere in the middle of South America in about 2032. I know postage has got a bit slow these days, but that's ridiculous.
Yes.
Anyway, all the same, very exciting, Poodle.
Yes.
Congratulations. I hope you're pleased.
Yes.
I'm sorry there was no prizes for you, Big Fatty. Not this time, anyway. Maybe next time. Okay, bye for now. Thank you for calling. Bye-bye.
Oh, Big Fatty, I cannot believe I won an award. Well, that's just wonderful. And it's going to be delivered in 2034. And did he say it was a meteor? Yes, Big Fatty, it's a big rock. It's going to be a big rock going to hit Mexico, I think he said. And what a lovely prize. I wonder if it'll have a little tag on it that said, from Poodle, a bit. Fatty, I don't know. Well, that's just lovely. And, Paul, thank you so much for the call and for that exciting announcement. Beh, Fatty, I didn't even know that there were such awards. Well, it's a participation. Beh, Fatty, it is not a participation award.
This whole time, I thought you've been saying Southern Carb Salad, C-A-R-B, not C-O-B-B. I could not picture a salad. I mean, Southern food, maybe it's biscuits and gravy on top of a salad? I don't really know. Love you.
Dan, I gotta say, that's Dan. That's Dan. That's my straight boyfriend, Northeast straight boyfriend, Dan. And Dan, first of all, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Big Fatty, he told you he loved you. Love you. He did. He got his ass chewed that one time he didn't do it. Yes, Big Fatty, he'll never do that again. Dan, I don't understand. I don't understand why you had trouble distinguishing between when I say cab or when I say cab. It's as clear as a bell, if you ask me. You know, it's a cab. Solid. Although I have to say, the idea of a solid with biscuits and gravy on top of it, Big Fatty, it sounds like it would make you fart. Well, what else is new?
Hey, Big Fatty, this is Midwest Matt. No problem at all. This was a birthday, I would have rather skipped anyways. And it had nothing to do with no mention on the Big Fatty Show. It was just, for some reason, this birthday just really hit me really hard. I kind of realized I'm not even middle-aged anymore. You know, how many 102-year-old gay men do you know? So, thank you for your kind words. I love you to death. And I didn't want you to feel bad about anything. And it's all good. And I'll talk to you later. Okay. Bye-bye.
Yeah, I guess y'all, that, of course, is that Midwest Matt from the Midwest Matt Little Show. And Matt, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear your voice. Yes, Big Fatty, we'd love to hear his voice on a little show. It's true. Big Fatty, it struck me as he was speaking. How in the hell do you forget to mention somebody's celebration of exiting the birth canal and they call up to apologize? I don't know. But, that's just Matt. You know, it's just, Big Fatty, I'm so sorry that you felt bad because you forgot to mention my birthday, but it's okay. I would have just as soon forgotten. I thank you for forgetting my birthday, y'all, I would have never guessed that Matt was 51. Big Fatty, what about Mark and Calendar? Let's move the show right along. Big Fatty! Yeah, so y'all remember that Joey Bukkake called earlier in the week and asked the listeners of the BFO if they had ever worked at the theme parks, and Y'all got a post over there at the BFO from that Jimmy Bear. Big Fatty, we love Jimmy Bear. It's true. He's a kerfuffle. Yeah, it's true. And he writes and says, well, now to answer Joey Bukkake's question, I worked for the Rat back in 1997. Big Fatty, that was a different century. It's true. He says, I worked at the Ebcock as a line cook. I worked at the Rose and Crown and Beer Garden restaurants. And, yes, Big Fatty, do they have mushy peas at the Rose and Crown? Maybe he mushed the peas. I don't know if he did or not. But, Jimmy Bear, thank you for that. I hope it was a good experience for you. Although, it just the heat of Florida in the summertime, that might take it out of me. But anyway, I got a message from you know, when I get my prescriptions, I use the mail order service because you can get 3 months at a time. Well, my doctor prescribed something that wasn't exactly what I had before, and they don't have what he prescribed. It's basically the same thing, but they didn't have what he prescribed. So I had to call them on hump day, and anyway, they've re-prescribed the correct thing. So that's taken care of, and y'all got my blood work back, and it was as I had expected. It's my bad cholesterol was good. My good cholesterol was a little low, and my triglycerides were a little high. And he wants me to just keep doing what I'm doing. He said that my blood sugar was a little high, but y'all, it's always a little high. But I am not at pre-diabetic, so that's good news. Yes, Big Fatty. I was listening to yesterday's little show, and I was talking about the colon cancer, and I meant to be talking about the what is that thing inside your butthole? it's not the colon. It's the what is that? What is that thing that it is? Oh, that feels so good. Digital rectal exam, the prostate, that's it. Big Fatty, everybody else was hollering it out anyway. So it was the prostate cancer that he was telling me all this stuff about. And y'all, it's a the scale is like from 1 to 4, and if you're above a 4, you got it. And if you're below a 1, there's a very, very, very slight chance that you might have it. And then 1 to 4, you probably need to do some more testing. But y'all, Big Fat, I'm happy to report Big Fatty's was a 0.04. Big Fatty! Gussie, Big Fatty Digger says your number was going to be low because you get so much action down there. Well, with a special chair, that I would not disagree with him. But anyway, y'all, and I, now that I say it's 0.04, it may be 0.4. I think it's 0.4, so I think 0.04 means that hoop-de-doo or whatever. But anyway, y'all, at the beginning. At the beginning of today's Aloo Show, y'all, you heard the kids from over there at the Stinky Orangutans. And, Adam, I know you don't listen regularly, but, you know, if you took as much fiber as Big Fatty does, what do you think might happen to you?
So, he used to fart a lot, like, notoriously fart a lot.
Oh, I guarantee to either that or have one of those Cobb solids.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yeah!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.